So what's the first thing you want to know?
How to make them work.
That depends on how you define a relationship as working.
Well, how about having one last? I think that's a good place to start.
You think that a relationship doesn't work if it doesn't last?
Well, it certainly doesn't work very well.
Wouldn't that depend on its purpose?
So what is the purpose of relationship?
You tell me.
Okay, I think most people would say that it's to find joy and happiness, completion, fulfillment, through the sharing of one's life with another.
That is not the purpose of relationship.
It isn't?
No. The purpose of relationship is to create joy and happiness, completion, and fulfillment through the sharing of life with another. There's a huge difference. In the days of the new spirituality, human relationships will no longer be seen as a means of need fulfillment.
Who said anything about fulfilling needs? I was talking about finding joy.
If you're finding something, you do not have it. And if you do not have it, you will imagine that you need it.
What a fascinating perspective.
Well, it's really just common sense. The idea that you say most of humanity holds, however, is not common sense. In fact, that idea brings more relationships to an end than any other single thought. Most people are looking for something outside of themselves to make them happy, and that includes, perhaps especially, the experience of relationship.
We're talking in particular here about romantic relationship.
Yes, but you will find that every word spoken here can apply to all other kinds of relationships as well.
Good, okay.
The new spirituality will teach that without a relationship with somebody or something else, you cannot experience yourself in any meaningful way. In the days of the new spirituality, all relationships will be seen as holy. Now, if you want to continue to explore this whole business of relationship, we're going to have to get into some things that may feel a little far afield. The discussion here could become a bit esoteric. But it will all make sense with regard to human relationships if you stick with me. You want to take this ride?
Okay, sure, let's go.
Okay. The only way that you can know who you are, not just conceptually, but experientially, is by knowing who you are not. The universe has been given to you so you might experience that. I have said to you before that in the absence of that which you are not, that which you are is not. That is a statement of profound truth regarding the realm of the relative, the world in which you live.
You're saying that in the absence of cold, hot is not, or that in the absence of big, small is not, or that in the absence of bad, good is not.
Exactly. You can't have one without the other in the realm of the relative. This is not true in the realm of the absolute, where all that is all that is. In the realm of the absolute, nothing exists in relationship to anything else, for the simple reason that there isn't anything else. This is also true in the realm of the relative, where there is only one thing, and that one thing is all there is. Yet this one thing has manifested itself in countless ways.
Yes, but why?
We're getting there. What God chooses to do is to know itself in its own experience. This is God's holy purpose, to know itself wholly. God can know itself conceptually easy enough. God merely has to think about itself. Yet for God to experience itself, God has to encounter something that God is not. Only through such an encounter can God experience what God is. The condition, however, is that there is nothing that God is not, and I will repeat, in the absence of that which you are not, that which you are is not. God found a solution in this situation, however. God reasoned that since nothing other than God existed, God would have to create something that appeared to be other than God out of itself. God did this by dividing itself into a billion or more, actually many more, smaller parts, and each of those parts would be something other than the totality of God. In this way, any individual part could know the totality, and the totality could know each individual part, and God could experience who and what God is.